This is the best bits of Chris and Brownie on Star.
Sunday morning, I experienced what I would like to call a deep heat wake-up call.
Oh, wow.
Which is when, essentially, I was asleep.
Yeah.
And the boys broke into my room and decided to rub deep heat all over me. Trying to wake me up.
When you say all over you?
Like all over my chest, my back, pretty much everywhere.
How did you not wake up?
No, like, I was awake. They kind of held me down as I was doing it. So one guy held me down and the other guy rubbed it all over me and then they ran off screaming.
Was there a safe word or anything?
No. Just imagine it. You're lying in bed. All of a sudden your flatmates burst in laughing. They rubbed deep heat all over you. Mm-hmm. It was hot. It was burning.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And you could follow that up with a Vicks vapor rub down. I may have accidentally let some chalky eggs melt on the passenger side seat yesterday.
It's a horrible thing to happen inside your car because you're left to clean up the mess, and then that mess or that stain will last for ages, and then you have to explain to new people who haven't heard about it what that stain is on your passenger seat.
But God, it made it easier to eat.
Are you a melted chocolate fan?
I am now.
No! It's horrible. Think how many people have been sitting in that seat. I've sat in that seat before.
I've made a horrible mistake. I play games over the weekend. You know this.
I heard this, yeah. I don't know how you can do this, but you're like the best person I know at playing video games.
Thank you.
You bought one. You finished it in how many hours?
Yeah, bought Gears of War Judgment Friday. Played it 3 times in total.
Mm-hmm.
Finished it within 7 hours. There you
go. A lot of people might find that sad, but I find that as, you know, taking my hat off to you for being able to do that.
Thank you for identifying that a lot of people would find that sad.
But good game though, right?
Yeah, great game. Sad personal life, but, you know, great game. And I'm thinking a lot of other jealous teenagers.
Oh, definitely.
Hanging around who know him going, that's just not fair.
Well, picture this as well. Like, he's got a girlfriend right now. She'll be stoked. She'll be happy with that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because when it comes to time, because during the week they've said that he's going to be working for Yahoo. On the weekend, he's still going to hang out with friends and his girlfriend on the weekend.
Yeah.
Imagine if he breaks up with her
and then moves on
for a better model.
Don't.
Then she'll be very jealous.
That's such a mean thing.
Now because he's at this age. Like, when you're 17, could you imagine if you came across this much money?
No way.
What would you do with it? Like, you buy everything you want when you're a 17-year-old. And you would have lots of people, your friends, your family, other kids in the street, so very envious of you.
Much like him. Like, I could not imagine having millions of dollars or a girlfriend at 17.
They're like cowboy hats, but not.
Kind of like an Akubra.
Yeah, like an Akubra. Yeah, yeah. They had those on the coast as well. And when I was at school, everyone had one. I mean, like, everyone had one. And then when I got them, that was the day that visors came in. And it was horrible. It was so bad. Like, rock up the school and everyone's like, oh, you're wearing that? No one wears them anymore. And you couldn't exactly go to your parents and be like, can you buy me a new one? Because it was $40 just for that hat.
Visors and floppy hats.
Yeah.
That's all. Very Southport High was such a...
cool, it was a great place to grow up,
it's
okay?
It's a cool and happening location, kids.
105.9's Chris and Brownie. Weekdays from 6 on Star.